Now, also this week, scientists have come up with a way, a reason for you to tear up that periodic table, which is sitting on the wall of your classroom or perhaps in your chemistry laboratory, and replace it with a new one. And that's because we've got a new element to add to it. And here to tell us about that new element is someone who occasionally contributes to The Naked Scientists. She's also a BBC science reporter, and that's Victoria Gill. So why have we got this new element, Victoria?
Well, this is element 112, or ununbium, called that because its atomic mass, the mass of its nucleus, is 112. And it was discovered by Professor Sigurd Hoffmann in 1996, actually, but it was such a sort of tricky experiment to replicate that it's taken all of this time for the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, which is the official maker and formulator of our ubiquitous and wonderful periodic table, to recognise it and credit Hoffmann and his team at the Centre for Heavy Iron Research in Darmstadt in Germany with its discovery.
How did they actually make the new element, Victoria?
So they're using a particle accelerator, and they're essentially firing a beam of ions at a target and fusing two nuclei together. This is a very tricky thing to do when you get to the very heavy elements of the periodic table, because these fusion reactions require a lot of energy. And to create element 112, or ununbium as it's temporarily been known, they fired a beam of charged zinc atoms, or zinc ions, at lead atoms in the hope that some of them would fuse together and form a new element, and so they did. And what's very tricky about this is that these elements are very unstable. As soon as they form, they actually just start to fall apart. The nuclei start to just emit energy. But that's quite useful because you can detect the energy that they're emitting and use that to estimate the size of the nucleus, so you can tell that you have a new element. But these fusion reactions don't happen very often. You have to fire this beam at these lead atoms for a very long time, and you only get a few successful fusion reactions. In 1996, they only created or saw one atom of element 112. But other teams have had to replicate those experiments in order that IUPAC, the society that draws up our periodic table, can recognise that discovery and say, yes, this is officially a new element and we will add it to your periodic table.
So that's hardly a massive amount of money in the bank in terms of this four atoms in the last 12 years. But where on the periodic table would we put this if we were to add the square today? Where would we be adding this?
Well, it's a metal. It would go underneath mercury on the periodic table. That's where its square would be. And in actual fact, because it's been around for so long, because we've known about it for so long, other teams have done some experiments on it to find that its properties are very similar to that group, and it fits quite nicely into that group.
Given that it hangs around for such a short space of time, I mean, looking at the half-lives of some of the isotopes of element number 112, we're talking less than half a minute. Why is this useful?
Well, this is about really finding out sort of how atoms work and how matter works. And in actual fact, what Professor Hoffman's team are doing in the longer term is looking for what they've referred to as the island of stability. So they think there's a whole new class of elements which have electron shells much further out that are full, which will be able to hang around for a lot longer. So you're dealing with whole new groups of elements and matter that behaves in a completely different way.
And given, as you say, that they think there might be the prospects of getting very big elements built the same way, but way beyond the size of this one, could this therefore be used as something like a stepping stone? So you could build some of this and then very quickly add some more to it to get you into the realms of those very big atoms that might have all these exciting properties.
That's right, because if, as we're seeing, atoms behave and are built in the way that we would expect, and these fusion reactions are working in the way that we would expect, then we can sort of incrementally build these experiments to carry out new fusion reactions and build atoms in exactly the same way. We just need bigger particle accelerators, better equipment, and we can get there in the end. It's all just sort of stepping stones, as you say.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That's Victoria Gill. She was explaining how the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, also known as IUPAC for short, have confirmed the existence this week of a brand new element. It was actually developed in the 1990s, of course, but had to be proved to exist. And they've given it the exciting name of ununbium temporarily. That's un and by in Latin, ununbium. But I'm told that IUPAC, they're going to be considering a new name for it to give it its official name in the next few weeks. They will listen to what the general public think too. So if you've got a name, you think that this element should have a certain name, tell us what you think, and also tell IUPAC as well.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.